Hi, I'm Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager. We're happy you've joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Please know that everyone is muted and we'll be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. Visit openpeacefulheart.com to hear recordings of past meditations. Today's meditation is called Mural. It focuses on our orange sacral chakra and opens our creativity and our healing acceptance of ourselves and our bodies. As we creatively find ways to express ourselves, we connect more deeply to ourselves, to those close to us, to our communities, and to the wider world. Creativity is also a powerful healer for our mind, body, and spirit. We firmly believe that what we think we create, and when we take the time to show kindness, love, and gratitude to ourselves and others, we create a kinder, more loving, more giving world. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which will include a moment of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of the day, Monday, we'll send you a link for the call recording, and in that email we'll include information about our next call on Sunday, March 6th, and hope you will join us then. Here's Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, joining as we do that in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. And let this space be a protected, sacred circle. Let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. To get us started, just take a deep breath in and let it go when it feels right to release it. Breathe in again, releasing when it's right, and feel your body begin to relax. No need to hold the breath, no expectation of how you should be breathing, just the experience of mindfully focusing on the breath. Once more, breathe in and release when it feels right. Bring your attention to the base of your spine. Imagine a beautifully clear red light coming from this space. It's a warm red, a clean red. This is the part of the body, the root chakra, where we hold energy around our right to be here, to take up space in the body and on the planet. As you breathe into your root chakra, feel that red glow warming you, centering you, helping you reconnect with the goodness, the rightness of you being here in this moment. And as you continue to breathe into your root chakra, imagine that you can grow roots from the bottom of your feet that anchor you to the earth. Thick, green, healthy roots. Safe links between your body and the earth. Anchored in this way, you can feel the pulse, the vitality, the connection with the planet. And now gently move your attention from your root up to the bright orange center of your sacral chakra. This chakra is centered in your pelvis, and it's the heart of your passion, your sensuality, your creativity, your intimate connection with others. As you settle in to bathe in this sweet orange pool, imagine the light cascading over your body, showing you the beauty of every line, every curve, everything you've ever thought ugly, healed, and restored to the perfection it always has been. You are seeing your true beauty, exactly as you are. This beautiful image of yourself grows and makes you want to search out and connect with others whose true beauty you also seek with delight. Imagine yourself rising, led by this healing orange light, pulled by your passion for life. You find yourself walking through a citrus grove, bright, shiny, green-leaved trees bearing beautiful oranges. The fruit hangs down, waiting to be plucked. Through the trees, you see a large barn, and you move toward it. Many people are gathered, talking and laughing together. You stay back among the trees, hiding behind one of the trunks to observe. They're talking excitedly and gesturing toward the barn. You notice it has been whitewashed, and it looks like a perfect blank canvas. You notice large buckets, and someone lifts a brush from one, and you see a vivid blue paint. Intrigued, you move a bit closer, and soon someone notices you. He comes forward and reaches out his hand to you, inviting you into the circle. You can feel the creative energy moving among them. They tell you they're painting a mural, something that can be seen by the thousands passing on the road. Would you like to join them? You're unsure, and they invite you to stay and watch. They continue talking about what to put on the mural, what message, what hope and inspiration they want to share with the thousands of people who drive by every day. They discuss different ideas and ask for your thoughts. You're hesitant at first, but soon you're drawn into the discussion and feel as passionate as they are about this project. Someone takes a dark stick of chalk and begins to sketch out her idea. They decide to tell the story of the orange grove, starting from the planting of the trees to the taste of the first juicy orange. Take just a minute in silence here to quietly consider what part of the story you will tell. We'll just take 60 seconds in silence. Everyone takes their place at the wall, some standing on ladders, sketching out their drawings. You draw long strokes, curving shapes, with motion, excitement, and pleasure. Soon you all stand back, pull away the ladders, and look at the sketched-out mural. It's amazing how each individual drawing flows into the next, as if created by one mind. Now it's time for everyone to begin to bring their drawing to life. You take up a paintbrush and begin to layer colors over your sketch. A flowing, colorful tunic. A foot stepping forward. A hand reaching toward you, holding that juicy orange. You climb the ladder and begin work on the face. Your painting feels inspired, and the face comes forth from the blank wall, expressive, happy, welcoming. It's the face of someone offering their creativity to the world. You climb down the ladder and step back. One by one, as each person finishes their painting, they step back to take it all in. Just as the sketch did, the painted trees, fruit, birds all flow together as if painted by one person. Everyone's congratulating each other, hugging their joy and accomplishment. You join in, and everyone looks up again at the painting and at the figure you have drawn. They're all congratulating you on the expression and passion you've captured. And you suddenly realize the face you have painted is your own. You are the orange light, sharing your passion with everyone around you. As you take it all in and feel the validation of these creative people surrounding you, you feel at peace in yourself, in your body, in your very being. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways. And keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up on the website to get emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by the end of the day, Monday. And you can always access tons of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. We read everything you send. You can find me at karen@karenhager.com or just reply to one of the emails we send and it does get to us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. Please mark your calendars to join us on Sunday, March 6th, same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything in these 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. Kathy and I truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.